സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 20 വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 14.
അജ്ഞാന പ്രഭവം സർവം ജ്ഞാനേന പ്രവിലീയതേ സങ്കൽപോ വിവിധ കർത്താ വിചാരസ്തോയമീദൃശഃ.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ starting his teaching aparokshanubhuti in shloka 12 acharya introduced 4 questions to be asked by every seeker. The first question is koham. As a spiritual sadhana one has to do enquiry. For the purpose of enquiry, the first question is to be asked to oneself, who am I? Koham. Kaha aham asmi. Who am I? First you have to ask this question. Then for that answer you have to get. How to get? By studying Shastra. By Shravanam. Then second question, that question is answered briefly in the 13th shloka. Naham bhutaganaha. I am not this assemblage of 5 elements, means I am not this body. Na aham bhutaganaha dehaha. I am not even sense organs also. Chakshura chakshaganaha tadha aham na. I am not even this sense organs, sukshma shariram, I am not. Etat vilakshanaha. I am different from sthula shariram. I am different from sukshma shariram. Vilakshanaha. I am different. Kaschit vicharaha. This type of vichara one has to do. Atma anatma viveka. Atma aham. I am not anatma, the body, sense organs or subtle body. This is the way of doing vicharaha. Saha ayam idrishaha vicharaha. This is the way of doing vichara. For the first question, brief answer is over. Then the second question the student asked, katham idam jatam. That question is in 12th shloka. Katham idam jatam. How did this universe born? For that answer is 14th shloka, first line. Ajnana prabhavam sarvam. The whole universe is born out of sheer ignorance, not because of Ishvara's likes and dislikes. This universe is born because of Ishvara, we should not say. Ishvara is not responsible for this universe. We are only responsible. How, what way we are responsible? Ajnanam. By our ignorance, we are cause for this universe. Ignorance, because of that we do karma. Punya papa karma. For that karma, Bhagavan has to give phalam. To give that phalam, Bhagavan has to give the body. So Bhagavan has to give the creation also to exhaust your punya papa in the form of sukha and dukkha. Therefore, jiva alone is responsible. We are asking Bhagavan, you give me this universe, I have to exhaust my karma phalam. How this can be dissolved? Jnanena, by knowledge you can come out of this samsara, from this universe, janana marana samsara chakram. What is the universe? Universe is nothing but birth and death. That only we are seeing in this universe. Therefore, that samsara chakra can be crossed only by jnanam. You have to recognize that you are akarta, I have no sanchita, I have no agami, I have no prarabdha, nothing is there. That is the jnanam you have to acquire. Praviliyate, the universe will dissolve. How it will dissolve? How it has come? The same way it will dissolve. How the rope snake will disappear? How the rope snake will disappear? How it has appeared? In the same manner, it disappears. It has appeared because of your wrong vision, because of semi-darkness. How it disappears? Once you put light, it will disappear. Similarly, here also, the universe is because of ignorance. Once the ignorance goes, the universe also dissolves. Then third question, ko vai karta, who is responsible? Sankalpaha vividaha karta. The jiva, karta is I alone, because of what? First line, kathamidam jatam, because of ajnanam. If ajnanam alone is there, no problem. Once ajnanam is there, I start desiring, doing sankalpas, lot of varieties of sankalpas I do. Vividaha sankalpaha. My whims and fancies, day by day I increase one by one. Once one desire is accomplished, fulfilled, ten desires are waiting. One desire fulfilled means 10 desires are waiting. That is called sankalpana. I have different wishes. I want that, I want this, so many things. Vividaha, sankalpaha. That alone is the karta. Who is having these sankalpas? I, the human being, I am only having sankalpas. From the beginning of my life, from childhood onwards, I want to study, I want to go here, I want to do that, I want to achieve this. So many things for the whole life long, the sankalpas are continued. That is why every time, puja time, you do what? Sankalpa. What for the sankalpa? I want, I want, I want. This is common. I want. What is different? That may vary. But I want is common for every person. But what they desire, variable, differs. That is why this sankalpa, I want, is the cause. I am the karta for this creation. Therefore, stop sankalpa. Don't do anything. No creation. If you have sankalpa, creation. Padumaname padina. Therefore, sankalpaha vividhaha karta vicharaha saha ayam idrishaha vicharaha. This is the way one has to do enquiry. Vividhaha means anekam ityarthaha, multifarious desires in artham. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka, 15, page 22.
Etayor yadupadanam
ഏകം സൂക്ഷ്മം സദവ്യയം. യഥൈവ മൃദ്ഘടാദീനാം വിചാരസ്തോയമീദൃശഃ. Now Acharya answers fourth question. Upadana karanam kim? What is the material cause of this universe? For that Acharya gives this answer. Etayoho upadanam ekam. Etayoho means ajnanasya sankalpasya. Ajnanasya sankalpasya. For this ignorance there is some substratum. For this sankalpa also there is a substratum. How you see the snake? You see the snake upon the rope. Without rope you cannot see the snake, our snake. You cannot see. So what is the upadana karanam of that snake? Rope is the upadana karanam. Because of which I am seeing the snake, or upon which I am seeing the snake. Therefore, for every bhranti there is an adhishtanam. For every delusion, for every mistake, for every error, there is a substratum, source. Without a source or substratum, you can never commit a mistake. Just as you see the shadow, if you are seeing shadow, there must be what? A person, original person is there. Therefore, without that original substratum, you cannot see anything. What is the cause of mirage water? Sand is the cause of mirage water. What is the cause of substratum of silver? What you see in the near the beach? Shell is the upadana karanam. Like that, here also, for this universe, what is the upadana karanam? Brahman. Brahman is the upadana karanam, substratum. Ekam sukshmam sat avyayam. That alone is upadana karanam. Upon Brahman alone, this ignorance, maya is resting, all sankalpas are resting. In Brahman alone, etayoho ajnana sankalpayoho upadanam. Upadanam means material cause. Upadana karanam. What is that? Ekam, that is one non-dual Brahman. Ekam. Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha. Ekam Brahma. First lakshanam of Brahman. Then what is the next feature? Sukshmam, very very subtle. Sukshmam, you cannot perceive with your eyes. Then sat, that is your existence. Trikala avadhyam. Trikale yatu tishtati sat sat. Sattva bodha. That which exists in three periods of time, past, present and future, that is called Sat. Non-dual one, Ekam, secondless one, Sukshmam, subtle one, and Sat, pure existence. Fourth future is Avyayam. Adhishtanam of this universe is that Brahman which is Avyayam. Decayless or degenerationless, which will never perish. Nirvikaraha ityarthaha. Apakshaya rahitaha. Avyayam. Just as example he is giving. Yatha, just as. Mridghatadinam eva. Mrit is the upadana karanam. Ghatadinam, ghata, etc. Pot, and other earthenwares. Adipadat, other earthenwares, not only one pot. There are so many earthenwares. Flower pots are there. Bana irke. If you see in summer, they are keeping water in many places. In bana, periya bana. What is that? Earthenware. Adipadat, you take that. Okay, all earthenwares. What is their material cause? Clay is the material cause. Mrit means clay. Ghata means pot. Adipadat, all earthenwares made out of earth, mud, clay. Idrishaha ayam vicharaha kartavyaha. In this manner, one has to do inquiry. These are all brief answers. Elaborate answer comes later. Idrishaha vicharaha. For all upper lokas, lower lokas, middle loka, for all the Buddha, adhishtanam, substratum is Brahman. For this entire universe, including your body, adhishtanam is Brahman. So on one Brahman, all Namarupas are resting. All Namarupas are resting. Mrida Sattva Ghata Sattvam. Mrida Bhavi Ghata Abhavaha. Tasmat Mrideva Ghatasya Karanam. Co-present, co-absent. Anvaya Vitreka. Karana Sattva Mrit Karana Sattva Ghata Karya Sattvam. As long as there is cause, clay, so long pot will be there. Yat sattve, yat sattva. Mrida sattve, ghata sattva. Mrida abhave, vitreka. Yat sattve, yat sattva means anvaya, co-presence. Clay is there, pot will be there. If clay is not there, pot cannot be there. So, co-presence means if clay is there, pot can be there. It is called co-presence. Yat sattve, yat sattva. Co-absence means what? Vitreka. If it is not there, that cause is not there, that clay is not there, the effect of pot cannot be there. Gold sattve, abharana sattvam. Gold abhave, abharana abhavaha. Tasmat gold eva abharanasya karanam. Like that, every karanam, every karyam. This is the law. You cannot change this law. Anvaya vitireka. Instead of saying one clay, one pot, we have to do generally yat sattve, yat sattvam, yadabhave, yadabhavaha, tatu tasya karanam. Like that you can, whatever karanam you take, either gold or wood or clay, any example you can take. Similarly here also, Brahma karana sattve, jagat karya sattvam. As long as Brahman is there, world can exist. If Brahman is not there, world cannot exist. World is a world. It doesn't have independent existence. World doesn't have independent existence. Pot doesn't have an independent existence. Without clay. Ghata satta eva nasti mrut vina. Without clay, where is pot existence? Similarly, Brahma sattve eva jagat sattvam. Brahma abhave jagat abhavaha. Tasmat brahma eva jagat karanam. Jagataha karanam. Brahman alone is the cause. Without Brahman, upadana karanam, substratum, how jagat can exist? Therefore, learn to, what is the corollary? As you see the cause, as you see the effect, you are seeing what? Seeing the cause. When you are looking at the pot, you are looking at what really? You are looking at the pot which is an effect, product, but really speaking, you are looking at what? Clay only. காரணம் ஒன்னு யூ ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட், பட் வி ஃபர்கெட் அபவுட் தட். அவர் ஃபோக்கஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஆன் த பாட், வெரி நைஸ் பாட், ஒன் கிராக் எலோன் இஸ் தேர், பட் இட் இஸ் நாட் கிராக், இட் இஸ் பாட் ஹேஸ் காட் கிராக். லைக் தட் யூ அப்சர்வ் ஓன்லி பாட் ஷேப், ஹவு நைஸ் இட் இஸ், சோ ஸ்மால், வேர் ஃப்ரம் சுவாமினி ஹேஸ் காட் திஸ், ஆல் தீஸ் தாட்ஸ் வில் கம் எக்ஸப்ட் கிளே தாட். We have to see it is clay only. Like that, every cause, when I am seeing the effect, I have to see the cause. When I look at the Abharanam also, we look at the design. This is old design. What design? It is 1956 design. Or 1995. Like that design also, we hear also, we remember. இது என்னோட பாட்டி காலத்துல, இது என்ன கொள்ளு தாத்தா காலத்துலன்னு சொல்லுவோம். பட் நன் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தி காஸ் கோல்ட். சேம் வே ரிகார்டிங் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, வென் யூ லுக் அட் த யூனிவர்ஸ், நன் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் பிரம்மன் விச் இஸ் த காஸ், எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் வாட், பாடி, மைண்ட், காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், நாம, ரூப, design. These are all designs. All designs, all names, all forms, we focus, we zoom like anything. Zoom. Then later boom, we'll flat. The more anatma, nama, rupa, you zoom it, you lose sight of its cause. Abharanam, you are focusing on Kalyan jewelers, they are going to open. That is the right example now. On 17th they are going to open. Everyone is eager to know the design or that nice way, how they make it, ornament. Everyone focus on that. Whole Kalyan jewelers is what? One cause. What is that one cause? Gold upadana karanam. Take out that upadana karanam, no Kalyan jewelers. Just opposite to us. Okay. Nice udaharana for us, regular udaharana. Therefore, cause, you have to focus on the cause. Without cause, the effect cannot be there. Therefore, what I want to say, when you are looking at the world, when you are looking at the people, when you are looking at the family member, you are looking many various names and forms. Where our vision should be, where we have to focus, upon what we have to focus? Upon Brahman. Sat avyayam Brahman. Sat means pure existence. Easiness I have to focus on. But none of us remember. Even Vedantic students themselves are not remembering Sat, pure existence. What to talk of other people, non-Vedantic students, how difficult for them. Vedantic students who are writing notes, listening CDs, all the time attending classes, we ourselves not able to remember the Sat, pure existence in behind every Nama Rupa. How ordinary people can know this? Where is the question of remembering? Knowing itself not possible. Where is the question of remembering? Therefore, Sat is that avyayam Sat mrudghatadinam yatha. Next shloka we will read. Now four questions answer, brief answers over. Now he is going to give elaborate answer for the first question. What is the first question? Come back again. Koham. Who am I? Who am I? This is the way you have to. Next 16th sloka onwards, he is going to talk about that inquiry. Who am I? Inquiry. Don't sit quietly and ask me, who am I? Who am I? Study this sloka, read this sloka, listen this sloka from your guru. Study Upanishad. Then that is the real enquiry. I am idrishaha saha vicharaha. How? Kaha aham? Aham. We'll read now 16th sloka.
അഹമേകോപി സൂക്ഷ്മശ്ച. ജ്ഞാതാ സാക്ഷി സദവ്യയഃ. തദഹം നാത്ര സന്ദേഹഃ. വിചാരസ്സോയമീദൃശഃ.
വെരി വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് നൈസ് ശ്ലോക. അഹം, ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഈസ് ഹൂയാമൈ. ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഈസ് വെരി നൈസ്. യു റിമെമ്പർ മൈ ബുക്ക് മാർക്കർ. ഹൂയാമൈ, ഐ ആം ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ദി പ്യോർ എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്, കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ്, ഇൻഫിനിറ്റ് naturally sentient consciousness principle governing the entire material universe. Being, do you remember every day on that are you doing nididhyasana? We have to. Aham, I am, very nice shloka. Ekaha, I am one. Ekaha, atma ahamasmi. ഏകഹ മീൻസ് സജാതീയ വിജാതീയ സ്വഗത ഭേദരഹിത. ഏകമേവാദ്വിതീയം, ഉപനിഷദിക് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്മെന്റ്. അന്ന് ഏകമേവാദ്വിതീയം, ആചാര്യ ടേക്സ് ഓൺലി വൺ വേർഡ്, ഏകം. ഏകഹ ദെൻ സൂക്ഷ്മ ച. ഐ ആം ദിസ് സട്ടിൽ വൺ, നോട്ട് പെർസീവബിൾ, പെർസെപ്റ്റബിൾ ത്രൂ ദ ഐസ് ആർ to any other sense organs. Sukshmam indriya agocharam ityarthaha. Imperceptible means indriya agocharam, not available for sense perception. Or you can put another technical name, aprameyaha. Sukshmah you can take, I am imperceptible, I am not available for sense organs, means what? I am not objectifiable, therefore I am aprameyaha. Because I am subtle, I am not available for perception of sense organs, either internal, antahkaranam or external sense organs. Then, jnata, I am the knower. പ്രമാതാ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ. ജ്ഞാത മീൻസ് പ്രമാത. ഐ ദി കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ആത്മ, ഐ എം ദ നോവർ. ഹു ഈസ് ദ നോവർ? ഐ എം കോൺഷ്യസ് ഓഫ്, ഐ എം കോൺഷ്യസ് ഓഫ്, ഐ എം കോൺഷ്യസ് ഓഫ്. ഐ നോ, ഐ നോ, ഐ നോ ഓൺലി വി ആർ ടെല്ലിംഗ്. ദെർഫോർ ഐ ആം വാട്ട്? മൈസെൽഫ്. മൈസെൽഫ്, ഐ മൈസെൽഫ്, ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? സെൽഫ്. സെൽഫ് മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? ആത്മ. Who knows? I myself know. That means you are the self. That means you are the atma. That means you are the knower. That means knower is the atma. I am the knower. I myself am the knower. Then sakshi, I am the witnesser. I am the witnesser. These two words I want to dwell upon. Very, very important. You get to lot of clarity if you understand these two words. We saw in the previous text also, previous means one more other prakrana granthas. If I explain, you will get it. What is that text? I don't want to say, I want to keep in suspense. Now jnata sakshi, I am the knower, I am the witnesser. Listen, first let me take sakshi. I am the witnesser. I am the witnesser. Sakshi means I am independently, without undergoing, I am the witnesser. I am the seer. I am the observer. Observer, seer. I am the sakshi chaitanyam. That means I am drashta. I am drashta. What type of drashta am? I am nirvikara drashta. I am that observer or witnesser without undergoing any change. Jagrat svapna sushupti shusputatara yasam vidujhumbhate. Without undergoing any change, I am aware of waking world, I am aware of my dream world without undergoing any change, and I am the awareer of sleep also. Nirvikara drashta, modificationless seer. Drashta, I am Sakshi. I am Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, self-awareness. I am the awareer, observer, seer of everything. Then jnata means I am the knower of the external world through the mind. Jnata. When I am witnessing the mind, I am Sakshi. When I am witnessing the world through the mind, I am Pramata. In front of me, mind is there. In between me, Sakshi, and the world, there is a mind. I, the Sakshi, am the witnesser, Nirvikara Drashta. When I want to see the world, I want to see through the mind. What type of mind? Mind is changing drashta. Through the mind, I see the world. That time, my name is knower. When I see the world through the mind, my name is called what? Pramata or Jnata. I like this topic very much. We saw in what text, you remember? Drik Drishya Viveka. Care of Sringeri camp. Sadhana camp. So, I am Sakshi Nirvikara Drashta, seer number one. When mind is, I am using the mind instrument to see the world, I, the Sakshi, gets the name, Chaitanyam gets the name, Pramata, knower. Why I get Pramata name here? Because mind is undergoing a change. It is just like when you are seeing the world through the specs. You are seeing through the specs. But when you are seeing the specs, you are seeing the specs, what you are wearing. But you don't remember that you are wearing specs, you are seeing through the specs. Many of you are wearing specs and looking at me. None of you remember you are seeing through the specs. You are seeing through the specs. Like that, I, the Atma, I am seeing through the mind. When I see the world through the mind, I am Jnata, knower. Another important point. When this mind is seeing the world with the help of consciousness, Jadam Manas cannot see the world. It is that mind which Chidabhasa is there. Through that Chidabhasa, I see the world. That mind undergoes a change. When the mind is seeing the world, mind is the seer. Mind is also drashta. Drashta number two. Changing drashta, that is. Changing drashta, drashta number two. But who is real Pramata? I, the Atma alone Pramata. Mind by itself cannot be the knower. Why? It is Jadam. When I am the consciousness seeing the world through the mind, I, the consciousness, gets the name Pramata. Mind is undergoing a change. Emotions, objects, when you see them, mind undergoes a change. So it is Savikara Drashta. Savikara Drashta, seer number two. Check seer. Seer number two. Now next point, I, the Sakshi, am ever the seer, never the seen. I the Sakshi am, ever the seer, never the seen. Never the object. Because I the subject, Sakshi Chaitanyam, am either watching the mind, observing the mind as Sakshi, or observing the universe through the mind. So mind becomes an object from Sakshi standpoint. Mind becomes an object from the Sakshi standpoint. Why? Sakshi is the subject, mind is the object for Sakshi. That is why my mind I observe. I see moody mind, morning one type, afternoon one type, evening. Okay, like that changing, no? Who is the witnesser of that mind? Sakshi Chaitanyam. Without undergoing any change, seeing the mind which is undergoing a change. But mind, when it is seeing the world, this mind is the subject. From the standpoint of Sakshi, mind is the object. From the standpoint of world, mind is the subject. So mind is playing two roles, subject and object. So in Sanskrit, object ki drishyam ani peru. Just as subject ki drashta ani peru, object ki we give the name drishyam. Now, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I the Atma am ever the drashta, the subject, never the drishyam. I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Atma am ever the drashta, without undergoing any change, ever the drashta, the subject, never the drishyam, object. Whereas mind is playing two roles. Drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi, it is an object from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam, from the witnesser, because I am witnessing my mind. So mind becomes an object, drishyam. The same mind when it is seeing the world, that mind is subject drashta. With the help of Sakshi Chaitanyam, of course. That drashta is also srudo drashta. But really speaking, I am the one pramata knowing through the mind. Mind is subject also and object also. Drashta also, drishyam also. Why? Pure Brahman cannot see the world directly without mind. So mind has to go through the sense organs and see the object. Now itself people are visiting that Kalyani Jewelers. Now itself, innu open e aagala. Because of advertisement. Who is seeing? Eyes are seeing. Mind brought them there. Sakshi observing through the mind. Pramata. So mind is the subject and object both. Drashta and drishyam. Subject and object both. Seer number two, that is. It is not only subject, it is object also. Whereas the world, I am the Sakshi, ever the subject. Mind is subject from the standpoint of me, the Sakshi. Mind is the object from the standpoint of me, the subject, Sakshi. World is an object for the mind. From the mind standpoint, world is the object. It is drashta and drishyam. I am ever drashta. Mind is drashta and drishyam. Drashta number two and potukano. I am the first drashta. Mind is second drashta. But world is ever the drishyam, never the drashta. Ever the seen, never the seer. Now you see, gnata and sakshi ki evvalu irukku paarunga. Like this, Prakarana Granthas, Acharyas analyze. This is the way you have to get clarity. Are you happy now? Are you enjoying thoroughly? Thoroughly you are enjoying, I know, by seeing your face. Gnata, I am the knower when I use the mind to see the world. I am Sakshi when I see the internal mind. Antakarana drishtya aham Sakshi, prapancha drishtya aham pramata. I am the knower of what? Knower of everything. I know, I am conscious of, I am aware, you are telling, no? That is what here, Sakshi Gnata. Now is it clear? I hope no further explanation is required, no? Very good. Nirvikara drashta aham, savikara drashta manaha. So mind is jadam, by itself it cannot be drashta, but mind is borrowed consciousness from me. Mind gets temporary sentience. Mind is always sentient, sukshma shariram, because atma is all pervading. Mind is sentient, operative when sthula shariram is there. It is not operative when sthula shariram is not functioning. Then next word, sat. Sat means what? Pure existence. Trikale api tishthati. That which exists, which was there in the past, which is there in the present, which ever will be there in the future also. Pure existence. Sat. Sadeva somya hidamagra asit. Ella upanishattu da. Everywhere. Ekameva dvitiyam. Drishter drashta. No. That is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That what? Avyayaha. Next feature. First one is what? Ekaha. Next, sukshmaha. Then, jnata. Third one. Fourth one is sakshi. Aham. That aham marakakudadu. First word. I am one non-dual. Aham. I am the subtle one. I am the knower, jnata. I am the observer, witnesser, sakshi. I am sat, pure existence. I am avyayaha. Avyayaha means declensionless. Apakshaya rahitaha. Ever fresh, ever new. Avyayaha. Tat aham. That with these futures, whatever is there, that is I am. My nature is that, aham. Na atra sandehaha. There is no doubt in that. In this, regarding this, aham sakshi jnata avyayaha, yekaha sukshmaha, there is no doubt at all regarding this. That means, I am, see, body mind complex. Another method of knowing, Atma Anatma Viveka. Regularly I am telling the same point I want to highlight here. This is the context. I am Drashta. I am not the Drishyam. Whatever I see in the world, now this is called Atma Anatma Viveka. What is Anatma? Whatever I see is Anatma. Whatever I see is Anatma. Whatever I experience is Anatma. Entire world is Drishyam. Sir, Drishyatvam. World is having Drishyatvam. Experienceability. Do you experience the world or not? World is having experienceability. Then, next point, Bhautikatvam. World is made out of 5 elements. Prapanchaha, prakarshena panchavidaha prapanchaha. What do you mean by prapancha? That which is made out of 5 elements. Prakarshena panchavidaha prapanchaha, made out of space, air, fire, water, earth, all these 5 elements. Bhautikatvam is there in the world. Then, third one. Savikaratvam, the entire world is undergoing a change. Everything is changing or not? Milky Ways, stars, everyone is changing. Planets are also moving. Chalanam is there. They are changing. Everything is changing. Therefore, Savikaratvam, Then fourth is what? Sagunatvam. Every object in the world made out of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Maya karyam, maya has got three gunas. Therefore, prapancha has also got sattva, rajas and tamas. Sagunatvam. Then all objects have got arrival and departure, date of birth and date of expiry. That is why whatever you buy, you see the date of manufacturing date and expiry date. Every object, nothing is permanent in this world. It has coming in so and so year and work for some time and goes. Show me any single object permanently exists. அது இருந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும். நம்ம கார் ஒரு வாட்டி வாங்கிட்டோம்னா வாங்கவே வேண்டாம், ஒரு வாட்டி வீடு கட்டிட்டோம்னா அப்படியே இருக்கட்டும், ஜெனரேஷன் ஜெனரேஷன் இருக்க மாட்டது. எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் அண்டர் கோயிங் எ சேஞ்ச். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆகமா பாயித்துவம், அரைவல் அண்ட் டிபார்ச்சர். எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், நோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் தீஸ் திங். ஃபைவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ்: ரிஷ்யத்வம், பௌதிகத்வம், சவிகாரத்வம், சகுணத்வம், ஆகமா பாயித்வம். What about your body? Body also experienceable. Therefore it has got drishyatvam. It is objectifiable or not? Whatever is objectifiable is not me. Okay, this is the best lesson to understand. Easy way of viveka, panchakosha viveka, சரீரத்ய விவேகா, ஆத்மானாத்ம விவேகா, ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் வெரி குட் ஃபார் அனாலிசிஸ். ஸோ திருஷ்யத்வம் இஸ் தேர் வித் ரிகார்ட் டு பாடி. வாட் மச் டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் திஸ் டெல் மீ. ஆல் த ஃபைவ் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் திஸ் பாடி. இட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சபிள் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் திருஷ்யத்வம் இஸ் தேர். பாடி இஸ் மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் வாட்? ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ், கேர் ஆஃப் தத்துவ போத. So therefore bhautikatvam is there. Pancha bhautika udal, pancha bhautika shariram. So pancha bhutas are there, therefore bhautikatvam is there. What about savikaratvam? My god, it is go on changing. Asti jayate vardhate viparinamate avakshiyate vinashyati savikaram na vikaramo vikaram. It has shad vikaras. Therefore it has got savikaratvam. Therefore this is also only in the category of prapancha. What about gunas? Sagunat. Sagunatvam. Three gunas are there. Sattva guna, we are so bright sometime. Rajo guna, we are hyperactive, angry sometime. Most of the time. Not you, some people. Okay. Tamo guna, almost sleepy or sleeping. Three gunas are there, therefore sagunatvam. Then last final one, agama payitvam. It has got arrival and departure. That's why birthday, chocolate. It is proves I have arrival. Of course departure, bound to be there. Now what way your body is different from the world? Tell me. Put this body also into world category. Anatma. Yatu drishyam tat mithya. Drishyatvat ghatavat. Now come to the mind. World is anatma. Drishyatvat, bhautikatvat, sagunatvat, savikaratvat, agama payitvat. What about mind? Mind also no much difference. World is grossest, body is very close, proximate, matter, that is also matter, this is also matter, therefore doesn't matter. Whole thing is matter, made out of maya, matter, prakriti. Mind is also having drishyatvam. From the sakshi standpoint, let's say after completing sakshi explanation only I am taking this point. From the sakshi point, I am the atma witnessing the mind. Mind is drishyam. So mind comes under drishyatvam. Mind is also made out of what? Refined matter. Sattvaguna. Therefore, it is having Sagunatvam is there. It is having the Bhautikatvam made out of Panchabhutas only. It is having Sagunatvam also. Gunas are also there. Sattvaguna is there. Vikara. Adityarium Swamini. Mind undergoing a lot of modifications, changing. Vulnerable. Mind is so vulnerable. Not handleable. Okay. It is not easy to handle the mind. I am not that mind also. Because drishyam it is. Sagunam. Savikaram. Agama pai. It also has got arrival and departure because it is a matter. Therefore, mind also put in anatma category. Body, mind, world, whole thing is drishyam. Who am I? I am drashta. I am atma. Other than me, drishyam is anatma. Na atma. Na atma is what? Anatma, prapancha, sharira, manas. I am atma, atma, anatma. Now, I must be free from all these five features. Otherwise, I will also be in that category. Because body mind has got these five features, we have put body mind into anatma world category. Now, what about me, the atma? I am never the drishyam, I am ever the drashta. Therefore, I won't come in drishyatvam category. Adrishyatvam. So, onnu potukanum. Adrishyatvam. I am not come under drishyam category, never. I only know everything. I am not observed by anything. I am ever the observer. Observer can never be observed. Clear? So, adrishyatvam. Abhautikatvam. I am not made out of any five elements. I am not depending upon five elements. Therefore, abhautikatvam. Najayate, namriyateva, kadajate. Therefore, abhautikatvam. Nirvikaratvam. Sarsway, I am not changing at any time. Waking world, waking state, I am seeing, observing. It is changing. Dream state, I am observing. Sleep state, I am observing. All these are happening in body, mind, complex in the world, everything is changing. But I am the drashta, never changing. Therefore, I am what? Nirvikaraha. Nirvikaratvam. Don't add akara. Anirvikaratvam podakudadu. Nirvikaratvam podanum. Nirnu podanum. Avladha. Nirvikaratvam. Sagunatvam ki opposite? Aham nirgunatvam. Gunarahitaha aham. I am free from sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Why? I am not made out of panchabhutas. Before panchabhutas are coming, I was there. Really speaking, panchabhutas have come from me only. By my maya shakti. Therefore, I am free from pancha gunas, three gunas. Then, I am not having arrival and departure. Anagama payi. Agama paiki innoru a join panna kudadu agama paiyenu na a join panna sonna swami nin solli agama paiyenu solla kudadu na agama paiyi anagama paiyi I the sakshi chaitanyam am ever there never have arrival and departure I see all arrivals and departures what example station train good old example The one who knows 8 o'clock train, 10 o'clock train, 11 o'clock train is on the platform or in the train? Platform. So he is not in the train, out of train. Therefore, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam is out of body, mind and world. That is why I am able to observe. What a nice sloka you see. Look into the sloka. Aham ekaha api. Sukshmaha, jnata, sakshi, avyayaha, tat aham na atra sandehaha. Do you have any doubt now? You are atma, what? How many atmas are there? Ekaha. Subtle, யூ யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஸ்வதந்திரஹ ஸ்வயம் பிரகாஷஹ, யூ ஆர் நாட் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் எனி ஒன். தட்ஸ் வை ஆஸ்க், யூ வாண்ட் டு வெரிஃபை யுவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா, என்னங்கோ என்னங்கோ ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆஸ்கிங், நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா சொல்லுங்கோ என்று கேட்கிறவன், யூ நெவர் டவுட் யுவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், நோ ப்ரூஃப் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஐ நோ தட் ஐ ஆம், ஆம் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஆம்னஸ் ந சந்தேகா, தேர் இஸ் நோ சந்தேகா இன் மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஐ நெவர் டவுட் மை பிரசன்ஸ், அதர் திங்ஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு நோ வெரிஃபை பட் ஐ டோன்ட் ரிக்வயர் எனி ப்ரூஃப். Self proven, self proven to myself. Iti vicharaha. Now this is called vichara. Kannu moodinda, who am I, no one who I am. Drashta number one, drashta number two, drishyam. I am ever the drashta, I am never the drishyam. Yalla puriyano. Uppu kuncho puriyara madri irika swami ni. What is gnata? I am the knower. Really speaking, I am not Gnata. Because the world objects are there, matter is there, material world is there, mind is there. Therefore, I got the name Gnata, Pramata. I pure existence, I am neither Pramata nor Sakshi also. Who am I? I am, that's all. Pure existence, pure consciousness, I am. Now, I am, from whatever you add, அதெல்லாம் திருஷ்யம் தான், இட் பிலாங்ஸ் டு திருஷ்யம். இது ஒண்ணுமே பிரிக்க முடியாத ஒரு இதுல இருக்கு, நாட் பிரிக்கபிள், ஓகே, இட் கேனாட் பி செப்பரேட்டட், எப்படிதான் சொல்லணும், இட் கேனாட் பி செப்பரேட்டட். தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட், இட் வி ஹாவ் டு கிராஸ்ப் இன்டலெக்சுவலி. சார் only 1 minute more, let us read next sloka. Okay, atma vinishkalo ekah, deho bahu hiravrutah, tayoraikyam prapashyanti, Shankaracharya asking, how one can mix these two? This drashta, sakshi chaitanyam, and mind body complex, how people are mixing, I do not know. I cannot understand. Is asking. இது விட முட்டாள்தனம் வேற இருக்கான்னு கேட்கிறாரு. Is there any other mistake one can commit other than this? How can you mix this? Drashta, Sakshi Chaitanyam, pure existence, consciousness, principle you are. And missing this and saying what? Who are you? I am wife of so and so. I am husband of so and so. And mixing very well and messing up and not knowing that we are missing. No? We are mixing. We are mixing and missing also. What we are missing? Adrishyatvam, abhautikatvam, nirvikaratvam, nirgudatvam, anagamapayitvam, atma status we are losing because of this mistake. Because of mixing and messing up. How one can do this mixing up? Both are different. This is pseudo. Body mind complex is not real I. This is pseudo I. I am holding on to this pseudo I and forgetting the original I. Holding on to Xerox copy. This is like a Xerox copy. Body mind is like a Xerox copy. It is moving because of me, the consciousness. It is talking because of me, the consciousness. It is able to perceive everything because of me, the consciousness. It is enjoying the entire the world because of me, the consciousness. But I have missed this consciousness substratum and I have taken this borrower. Borrower as myself. Which borrower? Which has got birth, death, defects, jara, vyadhi, கம்ப்ளீட் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஒன்னா ரெண்டா, இப்படி போய் மிக்ஸ் பண்ணலாமே, கலந்த சாதமா, கலந்த சாதம் மாத்திரம் பண்ணப்ப இந்த மாத்திரம் கலந்த பண்ணாதே, இது பண்ணினா சம்சாரமோ சம்சாரம். ஓகே, டோன்ட் டு அவியல் வித் ரிகார்டு டு ஆத்மா அனாத்மா, நெவர் டு அவியல் டைப் ஆஃப் ஃபுட், நோ ஃபுட் ஸ்டப் அவியல், கலந்த சாதம் அதெல்லாம் சாம்பார் சாதம், இந்த லெமன்ஸ் ரைஸ் புளிசாதம் இதெல்லாம் அங்க சாப்பிடறதுக்கு நல்லா இருக்கும், பட் இந்தி மாத்திரம் பண்ணாதே, பண்ணவே பண்ணக்கூடாது. ஓகே, பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவ வசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.